And I will now pass the mic all the way over to Lorianne Koppel in South Africa.
Hi, everyone. It's Lorianne Koppel. I'm a longtime former CKCU Over My Head host from 2001 to 2016. And hopefully when we come back, I'll start all over again. It's good to be back on CKCU, although I'm actually recording this in South Africa. And I remember all my years at CKCU in the early mornings with Over My Head, and it was such fun. First being trained by Dave and Christine, and then other hosts, which I got to pair with Dean Verger for Window of Opportunity, and that's how I got on to two shows. But I loved both of them. And that's one of the things about CKCU is it gives you, as a programmer, a producer, and a radio host, a chance to expand, a chance to grow confident in speaking to people, a chance to share your love of music with others. And I just want to thank the CKCU audience for being able to do that on Over My Head and later on Window of Opportunity. And if you like what you hear, I would encourage you to go to ckcufm.com and click and contribute. Because this is a very important show. This show, or actually the show that was before it, was Song for You, and it spawned CHRI, it spawned Over My Head, it spawned Gospel Express, which unfortunately ended sometime while we were away in South Africa. And there's not too many shows like it. Even when I was in other stations in British Columbia and also in Ottawa, there really isn't anything like it. And we were hoping to do something similar on local radio here in Worcester, but our mastery of Afrikaans was not as good as it could be, and people were into different music. Although Tony had mentioned last week that a lot of radio in South Africa, they mix the genres, which is actually quite delightful. Sometimes we hear Christian music on their national station, SAFM, which is really quite remarkable. It's kind of like a combination of CBC and CFRA. Or actually, maybe in some ways, it's kind of like a special blend on CKCU, which is also a great current affairs type show. But we have loved Over My Head, and we are contributing to Over My Head. And I just thank you very much for Dave, for carrying the flag for Over My Head for so long. You've done this as a volunteer, as have I. And some of the listeners don't know that. The $150,000 that is the goal of being raised, hopefully today, goes to some very important stuff to maintain all of the equipment, the rent, the lights, the heat, the computers, the computer board, all of the equipment. And then there is all the song licenses, paying for a part-time engineer, paying for a few staff who work very, very hard. The money doesn't go to us volunteers, but we have the opportunity of being on the radio and encouraging this very, very special station. There's very few like it. So please click and contribute to CKCU, particularly Over My Head on ckcufm.com. Now, some of you may be wondering what we are doing here in South Africa. Even during COVID times, we were locked down back in March. It prevented us from flying out, which was supposed to be on the 2nd of April, and we were to arrive in Ottawa on Good Friday. But that couldn't happen, and I was to return for breast cancer surgery, which never happened, and it probably would have been delayed. But it turned out that having stayed in South Africa may have saved my life, because they were able to act very quickly, and many people pitched in towards the surgery and the aftercare, which was amazing to watch. And people, like, I didn't even ask them personally. It was It was Anglican priests and pastors, like in a whole network. It was amazing. And then we had the radiation and other treatments. And I'm glad to say that the very last injection of Herceptin, which is quite pricey, is going to be on November 12th. So we are going to celebrate that. And November 10th is our third anniversary of being in South Africa. We are still working with some teens who do Bible studies with children. Tony has rejoined a kids club in one of the other townships, and I plan to join again when I feel strong enough. And then there are other things that we do as well. I am still doing coloring book drawings. I'm working on my second coloring book. I had my first one published in March, and I plan to bring a few back to Canada. I almost wish that I could show you on the radio, but you can imagine it. My drawings, the lines look like they could be easily colored, and the children just love them, whether they are the rough and tumble kids from the farm, or the township kids, or church kids, or some of our favorites are the kids in Worcester Primary, where we go in as Uncle Tony and Aunt Lorianne. We sing songs with them like a kids club. Tony teaches a little interactive science and from a Christian perspective. And then I do soaking prayer, I do a little devotional, and I have them do art, which is just lovely. And we have not returned to that ministry yet, but we will when it is safe to do so. So this is something that's a labor of love, just like CKCU is. So please click and contribute. CKCUFM.com. And make sure to go for Over My Head. Thank you very much, and God bless.
Thank you, Lorianne, for that message. Prayers for continued work and healing to you and to Tony in South Africa. And if you missed Tony's message last week, that playlist is available for playback on ckcufm.com. Again, that website is where you can support the station on this last day of the 2020 funding drive. One more song to the bottom of the hour. This is from South Africa's Marius Rabbi. It's a song in Afrikaans, one of the major languages there. This is called Stand Up from his album, The Time Has Come.
Want die eendag is jy boog, en die volgende oom, maak jou leven net nie meer so. Daar is hoop, in Jesus, hy is die rots, waarop ons staan. Daar is hoop.